talking with the experts.
In episode 574, learn how automation can bring high quality leads and create sustainable growth with Caroline Belinska.
ChatGPT is going to take your voice, and you say, use my voice to make it me. And it will. It will take your voice and turn it into, and I've done it. I've tested it. I've said, write me a blog post about automation. And then I put my transcript in there. And then I say, write me a blog post on this with my voice. And it gives me different content, because then it's taking how I speak, the sorts of things that I say, and it turns into a blog post. And I can tell you now, the amount of time people are spending on in this day and age is taking too much time. Even just the fact that a blog post, we need that for SEO, but people are not reading full blog posts. So having something that's, you know, really bullet pointed, a checklist, that's where you're going to actually get new clients from. So let's say you're a therapist, you're a life coach, as an example. If you're a life coach and you're there saying, well, I'm going to write a whole blog post, 2000 words, well, most people are not going to read that. But if you say, I'm a life coach and I'm going to teach you how to be happier, then having a 10-point checklist is the one that someone's going to read and turn that into a client.
Talking with the experts. Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson, from rosedavidson.com.au. Talking with the Experts is all about business by business owners for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today my guest is Caroline Belinska. And Caroline's going to talk to us about all things automation. And Caroline is a resilient and well-rounded entrepreneur, having sold 5 businesses, and with 20 plus years in digital marketing, she excels in automating small businesses and high-ticket automated lead generation funnels. She's a global speaker, she's a guerrilla marketing expert, and with 2 podcasts, she empowers women. Caroline's legacy epitomizes less hustle, which is spending time on what you love, empowerment, resilience, and redefining possibilities in business. And we'll discuss her podcasts towards the end of this conversation. Caroline, welcome to Talking with the Experts. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Rose. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your background.
So I started in hairdressing, and when I started I brought my first salon and realized I needed to understand marketing, realized that marketing was the key to having a business. So I studied marketing and grew my business that way. And then I had a hair and makeup bridal mobile business and started doing my SEO. And when I started my SEO, so I had my website, then I had my other business and I had my SEO for that, and started to get very huge success from that. So all my friends started to reach out and say, how are you doing it? Can you help me with my business? So I started helping them with their SEO, and that's how I got into digital marketing. So it was all really from ground up, doing it on my own. And since then I sold my businesses, left Australia, and I have been doing marketing full time. And really automation came into it 20 years ago. I did my first automation for my email marketing and did something that no one had ever done before. I built out this funnel that now we know is a funnel. We know it's an automation workflow. No one had ever done anything. I spent over $2,000 back then building that out, and it took me probably 2 months to build it out with a team. And now we can do it so simply. And since I've been on maternity leave, I've come back and realized that I don't want to be doing 70 hours a week anymore. I used to do 70 or 80 hours a week. And now I think, you know what? I want to spend time with my daughter. I want to have a successful business. I want to deal with my clients, but I don't want to be doing 70 hours a week anymore. And I'm getting so many women coming to me with the same thing, that we want to be looking after our kids. I've got a client I speak to on a regular basis, and her little daughter, who's the same age as my daughter, comes running into the screen when we do our calls, and she's like, Mommy, I want pancakes. And I know that feeling. So yeah, I want to be there for my daughter to make her pancakes and still have a successful business. So automation is, you know, something that we can do now that is just so easy and can make a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there are so many ways to automate your business, and one of the best ways is your calendar workflows. You know, how easy is that to set up? And you know, what are some of the processes and programs that you know that you use that you know can make this a lot easier for us?
Yeah, so I actually have created my own system that has, I white label a system, but then I've added a lot of extra tools into that because what I found was jumping around from one system to another takes up a lot of time. If you have to log into a calendar system, then you have to log into an email system, and all of those things take up so much time. So I've got everything in one place. And then what happens is that you can tag people in really simple ways. But if you just need a calendar system, having a proper workflow where you not only have the calendar booking, but also all those emails that come off the back of it. So what I recommend to people is, first of all, sit down and write down on a regular basis. This is my first step for people, is on a daily basis for a week or two, write down every single task you do for those like 1 or 2 weeks. And then you'll see all the things you need to do. And it might be, oh, I have a calendar system and I have someone booking into this calendar system. And I notice I have to keep emailing these people afterwards, a particular email. How can I automate that part? Can I use a Zapier to make it easier? Can I maybe automate an email workflow? Can I have an assistant do it for me? Is there some way of actually automating it? So I always say, start off with writing out a list of 1 to 2 weeks of every single task, and you'll be surprised how many things you're doing that you can actually automate. So then I look through that list and say, okay, out of all of these things, what are the ones I do the most? And I can get into an automation flow. So calendars, as like you said, it's one of the easiest ones to take care of. And you would be really surprised how many things in your calendar workflow that you're still doing that you shouldn't be doing on your own.
Yeah, I used to run this podcast to get my guests booked in. I've got a calendar system, and then I've got a which has automated reminders and
they're stuff. Very good, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And then I've got the guest form that needs to be completed, so that's another system that I have to monitor all the time. And then I've got an email system that I use not on a regular basis, but you know, to get people engaged in the podcast. So that's three different systems, and I haven't yet found one single system that I can use to marry all of those three tasks together. And I wish there was something out there that was easy to use and, you know, and readily available.
Let's talk after this interview then, because yeah, there's definitely a way to do that in a much easier way, and having it all tagged. And because you've got a situation, you don't just have your podcast guests, you've also got the other side of your business, which is your actual business side. And then you've got to marry all of those things together, and it gets so confusing. And so when I was on maternity leave, I was keeping an eye on what the whole industry was doing. And I just found that there is such an easier way to do it, because I was the same before I went on maternity leave with my last business. I had all of these different systems, and it does, it takes up so much of your time. So having
money,
a system that
works, and money, it's so costly to have these systems to pay the monthly subscriptions, or if you know, choose to do it yearly, but it is very costly to have, you know, just at least these three systems. And then you've got Zoom on top of that. So you know, that's another cost to your business. It becomes, you know, really expensive to you know, just run a business or run a podcast.
Yeah. And I don't want to, I'm not here to like do a sales pitch for my thing, but that's exactly why I start off at $49 per month, is because I say that if you're starting a business and you have less than 50 people on your email list, I give away my whole system for $50 a month, because the way I see it is that when you're starting out, you don't have a huge amount of money coming in, but you need all of these tools. And what I hate more than anything, what I hated before, was you jump into these different systems, even if it's MailChimp, let's say, or let's say it's Calendly, you know, these systems that we know so well. You get the basic package and it might be free or $10 per month, but you can't use all of the actual things that you need. And when you're starting a business, even when you're starting it, especially when you've been in it for a long time, but if you need like these extra features, they always charge, oh, it's $10 a month or free to use it, but you want this feature. No, you've got to pay $90 a month for that feature. And when you're starting out and you're not getting a lot of income from it, and I don't know how much you're making from your podcast, but most people that do podcasts don't make a lot of money from the actual podcast. So something like Zoom, for example, you're spending a lot of money just to use Zoom. Then you've got, like you said, all of the other tools, and it really adds up. And when you are in a situation This is what I find the most frustrating is that you want to be able to automate everything, but to buy all those extra features, you end up saying, well, it's going to cost me $600 a month just to, you know, put all of these things in place, and it's just not worth it. So you and I have to talk afterwards, but it really is important because the automation, it can be done and you shouldn't have to spend a lot of money on it. So that's why I say, come in, you start off at the $49 per month on a small amount of people that are on your list. As you grow, you pay a bit more money, but then you're actually getting all the features and you can do all the automations and all the workflows, and you don't have to worry about, you know, yeah, it's so much money. And I can tell you right now, I've been in the industry for 20 years, it doesn't need to cost that much.
It shouldn't either. You know, they've got to be an easy way. And I'm looking forward to our conversation after this is finished. And I want to ask you about creating content. How can we do that quickly? Because, you know, again, there's another, you know, app that you've got to use to create all this great content. It takes forever to create the content. And then you've got to load it up into your socials and, you know, use ChatGPT if you're using that to, you know, to write a description, whatever it is that you're doing. It just takes so much time. You know, is there an easier way to do that, to automate that process?
Yeah, so there is still some steps of manual work in there, but I think the simplest that I say to people, I deal with a lot of, especially mums, women who want to be, you know, spending less time doing their work. So I always say, if you can do one or two videos per week, and then you use something like, I love Opus Clip. I know another system that does it is Descript as well. But if you use something like Opus Clip, for example, it's super cheap to use. And, you know, you can do it in other systems, like I said. But you just upload this one video, it automatically takes that video and finds all the best parts and turns it into short videos. And then you put those short videos out on a regular basis. It also gets the transcript. It creates a transcript. Then what I do is I take those transcripts. Let's say I do two things. I upload one video into Opus Clip. If it's less than 20 minutes, it'll take the whole video. And then I'll just put that in there. You can choose to say shorts or a full video. I get the whole transcript and then I turn that transcript into, say, a blog post. I can turn it into social media posts and then I can make it into short videos as well. And what I find is that it's my voice, because now I've created a video and we get so, I'm hearing so many marketing people saying, oh, I don't use ChatGPT to write my content. And I'm like, you're either not smart or you're lying about it. Because if you're not doing it that way, then you're crazy. So if you take a video and turn that into a, get the transcript and then turn that into your actual blog post, you put that transcript into ChatGPT and you say, create me a blog post from this. ChatGPT is going to take your voice and you say, use my voice to make it me. And it'll take your voice and turn it into, and I've done it, I've tested it. I've said, write me a blog post about automation. And then I put my transcript in there and then I say, write me a blog post on this with my voice. And it gives me different content because then it's taking how I speak, the sorts of things that I say, and it turns into a blog post. And I can tell you now the amount of time people are spending on things that in this day and age is taking too much time. Even just the fact that a blog post, we need that for SEO, but people are not reading full blog posts. So having something that's, you know, really bullet pointed, a checklist, that's where you're going to actually get new clients from. So let's say you're a therapist, you're a life coach, as an example. If you're a life coach and you're there saying, well, I'm going to write a whole blog post, 2000 words. Well, most people are not going to read that. But if you say, I'm a life coach and I'm going to teach you how to be happier, then having a 10 point checklist is the one that someone's going to read and turn that into a client. People are not really reading the whole blog post. That's for SEO. So understanding why you're doing different content for different reasons. And in that case, creating something from your voice, from a video, and making that your SEO content, and then actually putting the time into your checklist of thinking, okay, what do I want on these 10 checkpoints? ChatGPT might spit out 10 checkpoints, but are they ones that really resonate that I would tell my client to use? That's where you want to be spending your time.
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, ChatGPT is great, but unless you're using your own voice and the way that you speak and you tell it to do that, it comes up with this stuff. And I've written some blog posts through ChatGPT and they didn't sound like me at all. They just sounded really formal, and so I've had to go back and change the instructions that I give it, and then it comes back with something better. But you just do need to be careful when you're using it. I mean, I'm all for using it, but just be careful that you're making it sound like you and it's not contrived, I guess. Doesn't sound contrived.
I
Let
created
me
two,
just.
four, sorry, I was going to say I created four ChatGPT bots that I've created, and in the back end of it, I've put all of these like certain rules into, and my clients actually love it. So then you can just answer some questions, and then ChatGPT will give you the content for social media, for emails, for ads, based on the way you speak. And it takes a lot of, it asks you all the right questions. So I know a lot of people say to me, what question should I be telling, ChatGPT to ask me? So I've actually built out these bots for that exact reason. And it gives you the content based on how you speak. And my clients all say it makes a huge difference to the content they're creating.
Absolutely. I think you're a very intelligent young lady. Now, what are some easy hacks to be more productive? I mean, obviously by automating, processes, but how can we become more productive? And what are some of the hacks that you would choose to share with us?
One of the things I can tell you, as someone who has so many crazy things going on a daily basis, is have a good plan for the week where you block out your week. Say you create videos on Monday, and then on another day, you might do another job. But at the same time, while I tell you to plan out your week, also allow for times that you're not going to be productive and be ready to be flexible. So, for example, I might plan out that on a Monday is my video day. I wake up on a Monday morning and I go, you know what? I'm not creating videos today because I get a lot of like stomach issues. So for me, I'm always like unwell and I get headaches really easily. So for me, getting up on a Monday morning and going, you know what? Today, I'm just not in the mood for it. Instead of kicking myself, which was the old me of saying, I'm such an idiot. How am I not doing this? This is my job. This is what I should be doing. I go, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to change my flip my days around and I'm going to go do some washing because I can tell you probably know this as a woman. One of the worst things we do is that we start to do, oh, we do some washing, we do the dishes, we do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, we clean the house, and then our day's half gone and we haven't done all the things we needed to do in our business. And that's one of the things I hear from everyone. And I know that feeling. So what I do is rather than feeling guilty at the end of the day that I've done that, I plan out my week and then I go, okay, I know that in that week I need to do my washing. I need to do these things. So those moments where I go, you know what, right now I can't be bothered thinking about writing a blog post or doing my social media or doing a video. I go and I do those other things, but I have put it into my schedule of, you know what, I'm allowing for this. So then I don't have that guilt. That's probably the first thing, planning out your week properly. And then also just not feeling that you need to try to be on all social media all the time. I think that's one place that we're getting really hung up on. I even did it myself this year. I came back after 4 years away and I went, okay, I'll be on Instagram. Got on Instagram and I'm like churning out all this content, thinking about Instagram, doing videos. And it's just not for me. Instagram's just not my place. And, I see a lot of my competitors on Instagram and I should be there. But then I just realize I'm trying to do a platform that doesn't resonate with me. So I've given up on Instagram. And I'm like, you know what? My videos go up there. It's automated. That goes out there. But I'm not actually creating content for Instagram anymore. LinkedIn is my place, and I'm going to stick to LinkedIn because that's where I prefer to be. So too many people think that they have to be on all these platforms. You don't need to be.
No, that is true. A lot of business coaches say you've got to do it all. You have to be there. You have to be on all of the socials. But you have to do what's right for you. And sometimes don't listen to your coach or your mentor. Just do what's right for you. I think that is the one of the most important aspects of running your own business is doing what's right for you as the business owner. And sometimes being on all of the socials just isn't, and it's, and it, again, it's time consuming. Now, Caroline, if you were to offer some, words of wisdom or some tidbits that we could take away from automating our businesses, what might they be?
Work out what you actually need to automate first. And I think that when it comes to workflows, having a really good email funnel is really, really important. So making sure that you've got people coming in and going in the right direction. So While it's really good to write personal emails to every person, and that would be, the ultimate world is, you know what? I've got 10,000 people on my email list and I write each of them a personal email every single day. Like that would be the ultimate world, but it just doesn't happen like that. So rather than having one funnel where everyone just goes into this one funnel and gets the same information, start to separate that into different groups. Now, the worst thing you can do, I coach a lot of women and I've got one at the moment. We just had this conversation 3 days ago. She's got two completely different audiences. She's got her patients and she's got other clinicians that she is capturing with her business. And now she goes, okay, well, I've got to write all of these different emails for everyone. I said, well, slow it down. All you need to do is start off with one patient list and one clinician list at the moment. Then create one funnel for that because as soon as we get overwhelmed, we do nothing. It's like that, famous Harvard study. Give someone more than three choices and then they don't take action at all. And that's the same with us. If we see too many things in front of us, we don't want to do any of it because it feels overwhelming. So start off with one funnel and just go, okay, I'm going to create one funnel. I get a consistent email out every single week to these people. I'll be happy. Then once you get that to a good point, then you want to say, okay, well, all of these people, how can I automate my list that those people get one thing, these people get another thing, and then you start to separate it out. So work in baby steps and think backwards. Okay, my end goal is this. This is what I want to achieve. How do I get there? Working backwards from there. And that's the easiest way to do it. Like you said, calendars are really important. Having a really good email funnel is really important. Making sure that you have automated your social media to an extent. But don't just automate your social media because just putting out content is not the answer. It's social media. It's about being social. So making sure that you actually have the responses to people, reaching out to people, one of the best and fastest way to grow yourself, even on Instagram. Like I said, it's not my personal place, but I help a lot of my clients with it. It's not just about putting out the content, it's about reaching out to people. So look at the people that you've got following you and you have to reach out. So while there's a lot of automation that can be done, there's also things that you have to think about that are manual. And when it comes to manual, think about the actual personalization and how you can talk to people personally.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. It is social media. It's not just media. It's you have to reach out to people, and you can't expect people to, if just because you follow someone or they follow you, you have to reach out. If they post something, make sure that you follow it with a comment when you see one of their posts, or don't just put a like on it and then go. Write something on their post, and just so that their followers, are aware that you exist.
Yeah, exactly. The work, yeah.
Anyway, you can find Caroline on Facebook at More Clients, Less Hustle. She's on LinkedIn as Caroline Belinska and on her website, moreclientslesshustle.com. And you have a proven collaboration strategies to skyrocket your income. What's that about?
Well, I'm all about collaborations. This is a collaboration. I love working with other people because collaborations are the fastest way to grow your audience. You work together and you get in front of each other's audiences. Like you said, we're at the start. If you can post this out to my audience and I'm getting in front of your audience. So it's all about collaborations. And I have had so much success with that. So the first thing, and I think that's the scariest thing, is when you haven't done any collaborations, you think, oh, maybe no one wants to hear, no one wants to work with me. But you'll be surprised. There's always someone that's out there that would love to work with you. So I've got some tips on how you can make that happen easily.
Wonderful. Now tell me about your podcast, Caroline.
So I've got More Clients, Less Hustle, the podcast, and that is all about running a business. And similar to you, we're all here to help other people grow their own businesses. And then I've got my second podcast, which is Life on Purpose Over 40. And that's all about, I had a lot of health issues when I first turned 40. And I've got a podcast all about helping women understand health, fitness, wellness, life, living on purpose, and also some business stuff in there as well. So that's my fun podcast. That's my passion project. And yeah, More Clients, Less Hustle is my business side. So they're both available everywhere that you find podcasts.
Cool. Caroline, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your take on, how we can be better automators.
Thanks, Rose. Great to be here.
Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.